Cookmaster's English Seminar with subtitles.
In this video, I'll explain how to use my Kankaku app to study vocabulary. I plan to make other videos about this app in the near future. One important topic that I need to explain in a separate video is how to add vocabulary cards to the app. I also plan to make videos about how to customize the app and how to take care of the data that you've finished studying. For now, however, I hope this video will help you understand the basics about how to study with Kankaku. Kankaku is a flashcard app. The app shows you cards according to a schedule, and the basic unit of the schedule is called a session. Sessions are like chapters or lessons in a textbook. When you use a textbook, you study one chapter at a time. In other words, when you finish one chapter, you go on to the next one. Similarly, in Kankaku, when you finish studying all of the vocabulary cards in a session, you go to the next session to get a new set of cards. In a textbook, the author decides what content to put in each chapter. In Kankaku, however, the content of each session depends on the review schedules of the vocabulary cards that have been put in the app. I'll explain the details about how cards are chosen for each session in another video, but the main point I'd like to make here is that the app takes care of all of the decisions about when to study each card so that you can focus on actually learning the vocabulary. There are two ways to study vocabulary cards in Kankaku: D to W, or definition to word, and W to D, or word to definition. When you start using Kankaku for the first time, your session will be 1, and you'll have 3 cards to study in D to W and W to D. In D to W, you look at a definition or translation of a word and an example sentence, and then try to recall the word. To check to see if you were able to recall the word correctly, tap on Answer. If you got it right, tap Got It. When you tap Got It, the card is removed from D to W for the rest of this session. The card hasn't been erased, however. The app has just set it aside for the rest of the session. Notice how Session Statistics now tells you that there are only 2 cards left. If you tap on the arrow by the number 2, you can see that there were 3 cards at the beginning of this session, and that there are now 2 cards remaining. You can also see that only 2 cards are left if you tap on D to W at the bottom of the screen. Let's keep studying until we finish all of the cards in this session's D to W. What do you think the answer to this card is? One clue to the answer is the translation, kōkateki, but you should also pay attention to the context. The words just before and after the place where the word belongs, which is shown with 3 asterisks, are particularly important. An study tool. What English word that means kōkateki could we put here? If you couldn't recall the word effective, then instead of tapping Got It, you should tap Next. When you tap Next, the app leaves the card in the session so that you can try to answer it again later. When you finish all of the cards in D2W, the app displays a message congratulating you on your good work and telling you to continue by going to W to D, that is, word to definition. By the way, you can tap flags like this one in order to switch the language in which messages are displayed from English to Japanese. So, if you have trouble understanding an English message, just tap on the flag to read a Japanese translation. Now, let's go to W to D to finish this session up. In W to D, you look at the word you are studying and then try to recall its meaning and how it's used in a sentence. I include two kinds of example sentences in the cards I make for you. The first kind is the sentence that I put in definition and example. This is a sentence that I used in the narration of a video. If you tap on the play button, you can hear the audio from the video. I hope it'll help you understand why I think this app can be an effective study tool for language students. You can also read a Japanese translation of the sentence. In the video, this Japanese sentence appears as the Japanese subtitle. The second kind of example sentence is the short example that you can find under the Japanese translation. The sentences I write for my videos tend to be a little long, so I also make a short example sentence for each card. I hope you'll find the short examples to be easier to understand and to remember. When you study W to D cards on the app, you should try to recall one of the example sentences. In this case, if you were able to recall kōkateki, but couldn't recall the short example or the main part of the original example sentence, that is, this app can be an effective study tool, then that means that you still don't know how to use the word. In cases like that, repeat one of the example sentences to yourself a few times, and then tap Next. If you can recall one of the example sentences the next time the card comes up, you can tap Got It. When you finish the last card in W to D, you'll see a message congratulating you on your good work and telling you to go to Session to download the next set of cards. Tap on Session at the bottom of the screen, then tap the arrow marked Increase, and then tap Sync at the bottom of the screen. Increase increases your session number by one, and Sync, synchronize, writes the new session number to your spreadsheet and then downloads a new set of cards. I recommend that you try to study at a pace of about one session a day. When you first download the app, it's set up to add three cards each session, and each card is scheduled to be reviewed at least six times. So, after about a month, you should be reviewing about 18 cards, that is, 3 times 6, each session. If you use the app whenever you have a minute or two of free time, for example, when you're waiting for something, when you're riding a bus or train, etc., I think you'll find that it's not very hard to finish a session before the end of the day. If you have extra time and feel ambitious, you can do more than one session in a day. Or, if you're busy, it's okay to do part of a session one day and finish the rest the next day. It's important, however, to try to use the app a little every day. The review schedule in the app is most effective when you use the app regularly. Finally, in addition to displaying the current session number, the session part of the app tells you what your tank level is. The tank holds the cards that you'll study on the app. You can think of this tank as being like the gas tank in a car. If you don't put gas in the tank of your car, it will eventually stop working. Similarly, if you don't add cards to the tank of your app, you'll eventually run out of cards to study. The app is designed to warn you when you need to add cards to your tank. First, if your session number is higher than your tank level, the app will show this warning, which tells you that you need to add more cards to the basic data sheet in your spreadsheet. As I mentioned before, I'll explain how to add cards to the basic data sheet in another video. The app will continue to work for a while after you begin to get warnings about your tank being low. Eventually, however, you'll get a message like this that tells you that you've run out of cards to study. In order to avoid this problem, it's important to make sure that your tank level is always higher than your session number. Well, that's all for this video. Thanks for watching. And thanks for downloading Kankaku. I hope you enjoy using it.